Good morning and welcome to the 2025 July 28th Rules Committee meeting. I'm your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton, joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Cheryl and President Mandelman. Our clerk for today is Victor Young, and I want to thank Jamie Echeverry from SFGov TV for broadcasting this meeting live and making the transcripts available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do we have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted to the clerk. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of September 2nd, 2025, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is a motion approving or rejecting the mayor's nomination of Eleanor Cox for appointment to the Historic Preservation Commission, term ending December 31st, 2028.
Thank you so much, and I believe Eleanor Cox is here. Eleanor Cox is not here. Did we get word of that? Or?
I believe the department was going to present on her behalf as she is out of the country at this time.
Got it. Thank you. Let's hear from the department.
Are you a department representative or public commenter?
I'm here to represent or endorse Eleanor Cox.
But you're not with the department, the planning department?
I'm sorry.
You're not with the planning.
No worries.
I thought I was.
We don't have a representative from planning here at this time?
I can check. Last email I received was the maybe we can pass on this one, and while I can make a few phone calls.
Definitely. Let's go to item number two.
Item number two, ordinance amending the administrative code to revise the goals and reporting requirements for food purchasing by the Department of Public Health and the Sheriff's Department for city hospitals and jails, and limiting the sunset date such that the program standard and reporting requirements will remain in effect indefinitely.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Colleagues, I have a few things I want to say about this item. And I first just want to thank President Mandelman and former Supervisor Feuer for introducing this policy initially in 2019 to set a standard for our hospitals and jails when it comes to food purchasing. I also want to thank the Department of Public Health and the Sheriff's Department for implementing these goals over the past few years. I reintroduced this ordinance because the current policy is set to expire in September and wanted to strengthen the goals around sustainability, health, labor practices, and local food sourcing to ensure that San Francisco's public dollars support ethical food systems that benefit our workers and communities. For hospitals, the ordinance raises the goal for sourcing from small and medium-sized farms to 15%, requires public disclosure of vendor labor violations, and continues efforts to reduce waste, cut emissions, and improve nutrition. For jails, it increases local food purchasing to 40%, doubles the targets for pesticide-free foods, and requires transparency around vendor labor violations. These changes help improve health outcomes and raise standards. Both the Department of Public Health and the Sheriff's Department will be required to report their progress to the board every 2 years at the end of the day, and this is about making sure our food spending reflects our values. It supports better health, labor protections, and stronger communities. I want to thank Deputy City Attorneys Valerie Lopez and Ann Pearson, the Good Food Purchasing Coalition, and my Chief of Staff, Nellie G, for their work on this. We'll talk more about the amendments after we hear from public commenters, if we have any, and also about another amendment that we will raise at the full Board of Supervisors meeting tomorrow. I don't see anything else from my colleagues, so Mr. Clerk, would you please call for public comment on this item?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should like to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. There'll be a soft chime when you have 30 seconds left.
Good morning to the board. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Katie Etman, and I'm the deputy director at Fullwell. We are a nonprofit based here in San Francisco, working for a more healthy, just, and sustainable food system. We are here in support of this ordinance reintroduction. Just want to point out that the San Francisco has been committed to these values for the last 5 years, and they've done incredible work to improve their food purchasing, which affects not only our workers and animals and people, but our environment. And so I'm excited to see this reintroduced with the idea that these are goals that the hospitals and jails came up with themselves with help of technical assistance partners. And we want to make sure that we keep moving towards them into the future so that we can be using San Francisco tax dollars to improve the systems that are all around us. And so for those reasons, I urge your support and I thank you for taking this on. And thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Public comment on this item is now closed. And I just want to make sure that I announce that I understand DPH would like more time to evaluate and analyze the new goals over the August recess. So for that reason, I'm requesting that we duplicate the file, and I motion to remove lines 17 and 18 on page 6, which state, source 5% of food from medium and small farms by January 2027 and increase sourcing to 10 to 15% by January 2028. We are going to have more conversations about this on a duplicated file, and so I want to make sure that we come up with something that will lead to success. And tomorrow we will also be adding an amendment to include a sunset date that we'll be working on with President Mandelman. I know that we had a sunset date in the original legislation. I know that I also introduced something similar at the Board of Education many years ago without a sunset date. But I think that the most important thing is that this policy continues and that we make sure that we're being responsible about where we get our food and how we treat people who receive food from the city and county of San Francisco. And so I will send the duplicated file back and also forward those amendments for line 17 and 18 on page 6. But I do want to hear from President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I want to thank you for your leadership on this, not letting this expire, and continuing this important policy. I also want to thank you for your flexibility and being willing to work with DPH and me. I've become more of a believer that sunsets are actually important, that we do want this Board of Supervisors to be considering our social policy priorities through in our procurement on some kind of regular cadence. 10 years makes sense to me, but we'll consider that tomorrow at full board.
Thank you. I do want to add that the policy obviously had timelines for reporting and report backs from the departments, and we will again move forward in a way that people understand that we can work together and do something that will lead to the benefit of our residents, but at the same time have some form of cooperation as we put it forward. So with that, I would like to make a motion to remove line 17 and 18 on page 6 to read source 5%, to strike source 5% of food from medium and small farms by January 2027 and increase sourcing to 10 to 15% by January 2028. And send the amendment original file to the full board as a committee report.
Yes, on the motion to amend and send the matter out as a committee report. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. And just to be clear, we also duplicated the file. I want to make sure.
Yes, on the duplicated file, would you like to continue that to the call of the chair?
Yes, we will. continue the duplicated file to the call of the chair.
Yes, on the motion to continue to the call of the chair, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. That motion passes without objection. Just to clarify, the amended version has been forwarded to the full board
as a
committee report, and the duplicated version is continued to the call of the chair.
Thank you so much.
Chair Walton, I have clarifications on item one. I misunderstood. Eleanor Cox provided a written statement to your offices via email on Friday, 7/25. She does have several members of the public who are here to speak on her behalf.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Before we go back to item number one, let's go to item number three.
Item number three is a hearing considering appointing one member, term ending October 8th, 2026, to Children's and Families First Commission. We have one applicant, one seat. However, we did receive an email this morning stating that the applicant is ill and unable to attend today.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to make a motion to continue item number three, but obviously we need to have public comment first.
Yes, on item number three, members of the public who should provide comment on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers for item number three? Would you like to speak on item three? Okay. I believe we do not have any speakers for item number three.
Seeing no public comment on item number three. Public comment is now closed. I'd like to make a motion to continue this item to the call of the chair.
Yes, on that motion to continue item three to the call of the chair, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion to continue passes. Mr. Clerk, please call item number one again.
Yes. Item number one is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination of Eleanor Cox for appointment to the Historic Preservation Commission, term ending December 31st, 2028.
Thank you so much. And seeing no speakers on the roster, let's go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Woody Labonte. I am the president and CEO of San Francisco Heritage. We are a nonprofit that's been around since 1971 with a mission to advocate for the city's architectural and cultural heritage. The Historic Preservation Commission is very close to our hearts. We are very much involved with the campaigning to have it created. And the members that sit on the commission, we feel need to be qualified and need to have the skills to cover the matters of landmarks and preservation in the city. I thank the mayor for bringing forward this nomination of Eleanor Cox. She is qualified for the seat in which she is nominated. I have talked to many of her colleagues and her personally about her past work, and San Francisco Heritage heartily endorses her nomination for this seat and asks that you approve it. Thank you.
Next speaker. If you don't mind, if you would like to speak on this matter, if you can line up, please proceed.
Just real quick, again, if you want to speak on this item, please line up on that side, the left, your right of the podium. Thank you so much.
Good morning. My name is John Haber. I'm the Field Services Director for the California Preservation Foundation. Our organization and myself personally has worked with Eleanor for close to a decade now, and she's done exceptional work with us in partnering with other nonprofit organizations. She's certainly qualified, as Mr. Labonte mentioned, and she's done plenty of work in the arena of historic preservation that merits attention. So I, along with Mr. Labonte and others, I heartily endorse her appointment to the commission. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Keith Park. I am the president of the California Garden Landscape History Society, a nonprofit that was founded in the 1990s with the express purpose of documenting, celebrating, and educating on the landscapes, the historic landscapes of California. To that end, I have known and worked with Eleanor Cox since 2020 when we both became new board members and have since become president, and Eleanor is the vice president of the CGLHS. And knowing her work, I can heartily endorse her for this appointment to the Historic Preservation Commission. Her dedication to education, public outreach, and just simply preserving historic landscapes and architecture as well for posterity and for public enjoyment is unsurpassed. She's one of the hardest working people on our board, and I would definitely recommend her for this position. So thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Christopher Pollack, and I am the historian in residence for the San Francisco Recreation and Park Department. And I'm here on behalf of Eleanor Cox to say that she is very qualified for this position. I've known Eleanor for about 5 years. We are involved together specifically on the CGLHS previously mentioned by Keith. As well as in other things as well. Eleanor has worked in a variety of places, both in Washington, D.C. and here in San Francisco, and has had a great variety of experiences that I think she'll bring a good broad view to the bigger picture of historic preservation as an entity for the city of San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any additional speakers on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Public comment is now closed on this item. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I want to thank Eleanor Cox for her willingness to serve on this body, and I want to thank the folks who've come out to speak on her behalf. This commission is important to me, but I think also to the Board of Supervisors and to the City and County of San Francisco. I think it becomes and will become increasingly important if some of the changes that we're making around land use and planning approvals go forward, as they will, and we see more housing development in the future. I think it will be all the more important that we ensure that we're protecting our historic resources through that. And so I want, again, to thank the folks who came out for doing the vetting for Ms. Cox, or having worked with Ms. Cox in the past. I want to thank the mayor's office and specifically Andre Adeyemi for bringing us a good candidate that I think we can feel good about appointing to this body. And with that, I would like to make a motion that we forward this item to the full board with positive recommendation as a committee report.
Yes. Would you like to amend to delete rejecting throughout the legislation?
That part.
Yes.
I'd like to accept the nomination.
Yes. On the motion to amend to delete rejecting throughout the legislation and to recommend it as amended as a committee report to the Board of Supervisors. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 4.
Item number 4 is a hearing to consider appointing one member term ending February 23, 2026, and one member term ending February 23, 2027 to the Citizens Committee on Community Development.
Thank you. I believe we have two seats with one candidate that is here, and I believe Kelly Yoon is here. Why don't you come up and tell us about yourself and tell us why you want to serve?
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Walton, Vice Chair Sherrill, and President Mandelman. My name is Kelly Yoon, and I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to speak on my appointment to the Citizens Committee on Community Development. I'm a proud San Francisco native and the daughter of Korean immigrants who found opportunity and community here in the 1980s. I grew up in the rich tapestry of communities we call home, visiting my grandparents in the Mission and Western Addition, seeing my niece grow up in Bayview Hunters Point, and caring for my aging parents in the Outer Sunset. I've been deeply shaped by the city's network of support that made it possible for families like mine to thrive over these decades. I carry that gratitude with me every day, and it's what brings me before you now, to give back to the city that gave me so much. Professionally, I've worked across sectors to expand opportunity for underserved communities, including my current role as Chief Development Officer at the Oakland Public Education Fund, where I lead strategic fundraising and grant making that drives equitable investments in public education, economic mobility, and youth development. My work has centered on aligning resources with community priorities, evaluating impact, and ensuring those closest to the challenge help shape the solution. I've previously served as chair of Berkeley's Human Welfare and Community Action Commission, where we advised the Council on Social Welfare Needs and assisted in the administration of the Community Action Program. I received my degree concentrating on social policy from UC Berkeley and earned a master's in public administration from the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, where I focused on impact evaluation, policy design, and behavioral economics. My goal in serving on the Citizens Committee on Community Development is to bring both lived experience and technical expertise to the work advancing equity in San Francisco. I know what it means to navigate the city systems as a low-income resident, and I also understand how to evaluate funding proposals, build cross-sector strategies, and ensure public dollars deliver for our communities. I believe deeply in the power of public service and hope to contribute to a more just, inclusive, and opportunity-rich San Francisco. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you so much. And just to make sure, are there any other candidates for any seats for this item here? Seeing no other candidates, and I don't have any comments. Colleagues, do you have anything? It's Supervisor Sherrill.
I just want to thank Ms. Yoon for putting herself forward for this. Between your lived experience, your experience volunteering in communities, and your current professional experience, I think you are eminently qualified with an excellent perspective and will bring a lot of talent and dedication to this. And I just want to thank you for applying for this.
Thank you, Supervisor Sherrill. Mr. Clerk, let's go to public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this matter should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Good morning, supervisors. I'm Joe Hallisey, the Vice President of the Recreation and Park Commission here in the city. And I'm here today to sing the praises of Kelly Yoon. I have known Kelly since she was 5 years old. I was her PE teacher at St. Thomas Apostle School here in the city, the Richmond District. And 9 years I had Kelly in my classes from kindergarten through eighth grade. She was a gifted athlete, an outstanding student, and a born leader. And my colleagues and I could see that even during that point in her life. She was elected student body president by her peers at St. Thomas. Kelly is one that continues to challenge herself. She challenged herself educationally. She went to Lick Wilmerding High School here in the city. As she mentioned, she got her BA at Cal. She got her master's at Harvard. She is well-traveled. She has worked and lived on the East Coast, in Spain, and she held some very challenging positions, which she still does, here in the Bay Area. But the bottom line is, Kelly is a city girl, and she wants to immerse herself in city government. I hope you strongly consider her qualifications. She has made me proud, and if you give her this opportunity, she will make you proud as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any additional speakers? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. And I would like to make a motion to move Kelly Yoon forward for seat 4 to the full board.
Sure. Yes. I believe that Member Mandelman would like to is on the
roster.
Oh,
I didn't see you. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
I did not have the privilege of interviewing Ms. Yoon. My assistant who did sang her praises, and I actually think Supervisor Sherrill might have encouraged Ms. Yoon to apply. I just learned that you are a Tiger, which I am excited about, and also, of course, always excited to see a Kennedy School grad doing good. So thank you for stepping forward, and looking forward to seeing the good you continue to do on this body.
Thank you so much. Seeing no additional speakers, I'd like to make a motion to move Kelly Yoon forward for seat 4 to the full board with as a committee report, and also motion to continue to address seat 1 at the call of the chair.
Yes, we do not necessarily need to continue seat 1. That will just be rescheduled.
Perfect.
So on the motion to recommend Kelly Yoon to seat 4 as a committee report. On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you so much. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items this morning?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you. We are adjourned.